that.
We're not doing that?
I said not to.
Oh, we're not doing that?
I said not to right now.
Okay, we can save that. Pretend like you didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that yet. Oh, my God. Okay, so that was the feels doing Close My Eyes. That goes out to CEO of the Ron Wincy Make-A-Wish Foundation, Laura. Close your eyes, Laura.
Especially if you're watching the Red Sox bullpen.
Yeah, that's
blow games.
It's painful. I'm still sick.
You can't be sick this long.
I'd never go.
I will give you one of my lungs if it will help.
Thanks so much.
Yep.
Okay, so I should say, welcome to Sportsy Talk, everybody. This is the most trusted team in sports talk.
Most
radio
trusted
today.
Team.
Ron Wincy and Jim the Poet, and we are here with you until 7, and you can call us at 201-209-9368 and talk about sports or bread cheese or anything else you feel like talking about.
I like bread cheese.
Weren't we going to do that through the DAW anyway?
Oh, yeah. I thought you weren't going to. I don't know.
Well, I said I wasn't going to do it because I didn't want to do it right then.
I mean, we could do it through the DAW. No one knows what we're talking about.
They know we're talking about that song that started. That
no one knows what that song is.
That song. Okay, maybe we should just do that. Maybe that should be our first.
Our first little bit.
We have a lot of stories about sports. Okay, here we go.
This lady's good.
I know. This goes out to Mr. Met.
Is he single?
No, he's got Mrs. Met.
Are they together?
I don't know, man. Maybe not anymore.
It's a catchy tune.
It is. It's good. I like it. Do we have to play the whole song? No,
no
we can talk about
that's
it now.
That's the whole thing.
Okay, so that's our dedication to Mr. Met, who is very unhappy with the Mets because they did not put a ring on it. They all got their National League Championship Series league-winning rings.
Rings.
Rings that they get, and Mr. Met got none.
See, I don't think you should get a ring unless you win. Like well, you should get a keychain if
no,
you come
no,
in second.
No, they didn't come in second. They came in second in the World Series.
Yeah.
But they came in first. They won their league. They won the National League. Somebody wins the American League. Somebody wins the National League. So they won the National League. They won the pennant. Hooray, right?
Yeah.
So they
you get
gave
a keychain
no,
instead
they gave
of a ring.
They gave them all rings. All the players got rings. The coaches got rings. I think people in the grounds crew, some of them got rings.
I bet they did. Those guys work hard.
If not for the grounds crew putting those special little divots in and everything, you know, the balls would go straight and you wouldn't have any of those exciting plays.
The ball wouldn't go moving around.
Right, exactly. So Mr. Met did not get a ring and he is very unhappy. And I'm like, dude, they can replace you with any clown. You know, nobody knows who's inside that suit. Right? I mean,
some four-fingered freak.
I know. You like the thing you should have put a ring. Maybe they couldn't get him a ring because he only has four fingers.
You think they're building up the
maybe if he had five fingers, he'd have a ring.
I don't think you should get a ring for losing, is what I'm saying.
They didn't lose. They won the pennant. I can't believe I am defending the Mets to you.
Do the Yankees get a ring every time they're in the World Series and lose?
No, not for losing the World Series. They get a ring for winning the pennant. If they win the American League, I believe they do get a ring. Yeah, sure.
It's weak.
No, come on.
Weak.
They won something.
That's a very Mets thing.
What?
Giving rings out for losing.
They didn't. Well,
like, would they give a parade out for losing?
Why am I defending the Mets? I can't bring myself to do it.
You can't summon the energy.
I've been sick for weeks.
Chalmers says nothing is more Met than a mascot whining over a sub World Series ring. I agree.
Yeah, right? Okay,
great
that's,
comment,
yes.
Chalmers.
Yes, I think so too. I think Mr. Met is pathetic. I set him on fire.
We set him on fire last year.
We set him on fire last year.
There's a video to prove it.
We burned him. Burned him with fire.
Should we try to get Mrs. Met on the show?
Should we burn Mrs. Met?
They don't do a lot of talking.
No, they don't.
I think we already got a lot of that goo in our lungs from the last time we burned the thing.
Yeah,
those are clearly not to be burned.
Yeah, I don't think we should burn any more mascots. I don't know. But I just thought it was amusing that the mascot thinks that there should be a ring for being a mascot.
I mean, you could make a big plastic ring or something. But
yeah.
I mean, he's only got four fingers that
That's
work
what
as
I'm
it
saying.
Is.
So, you know, so why take one away?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Also in whining sports news, Patriots fans are suing the NFL.
Ooh.
Because they lost a draft pick.
We don't need it.
We don't need it. Like,
we'll
cheat. We'll
steal somebody else's draft pick or something.
Of course you will. Why are the fans? Why do fans care about the draft picks?
I don't know.
It has nothing to do with them. You know. I mean,
who cares?
Like, yeah. Right. I mean,
we lose draft picks all the time. We lost one for filming other teams' practices.
Every time you guys cheat, you lose a draft pick.
It's a number 30th draft pick because we're always like in the Super Bowl. So like the draft picks at the end of the first round anyway.
They take it into consideration when they cheat. They say, what are the costs of getting caught?
A draft pick, nothing.
I'm going to cough through the
whole
show.
You're going to cough through the whole show?
Yeah, it's going to be
awful.
It's going
to be good. Coffee talk? Coffee talk.
If I had some coffee, my throat would feel
You want some coffee? I got coffee. I'll share my coffee with you.
No, I don't want to have your coffee with your
pour it into a...
weird man germs on the cup and stuff.
You are the one with the germs.
Okay, so here's my favorite quote about the fans who are suing the Patriots.
Yeah.
Okay, the lead plaintiff...
Lead
plaintiff in the lawsuit.
Aaron Hernandez.
He's a Patriots season ticket holder, Todd Orsatti. We should get him on. Todd Orsatti of Bristol, Connecticut.
Oh, nice. Actually. That's where ESPN is.
Oh, yeah? So
they
drive up and see the Patriots games, I guess?
It's not that far.
How far is it?
Probably an hour and a half.
Okay, he said in the filing, right, in the official court papers.
Mm-hmm.
That they filed with this lawsuit.
Yeah.
He made a point of saying that his 7-year-old daughter was so distraught by the league's decision in Deflategate that she will no longer go to the games with him.
Because of the suspending Tom Brady or
because of this draft pick nonsense?
Because
they upheld Deflategate and took away draft picks.
Yeah, I don't.
She is
I'm
so
sure
distraught.
No, that's
this
like
7-year-old girl is so distraught that she refuses to go to any more Patriot games with dad.
That's like the 6 or 7-year-old. Remember the letter to
yes,
about
that's
Cam
exactly
Newton,
what I thought. Yeah,
it's like Cam, she was so upset that Cam Newton was
that awful, that
doing
awful,
the dab.
That awful woman that thought that the entire stadium should empty out and that nobody should play the dabs and stuff just because her daughter, she says, got upset. You know, her daughter didn't care.
I don't think you can use children's...
Children get upset
about all kinds of crap.
Don't take kids to games.
Like, what do they care about
draft picks? It's not children's football
relax.
They have children's theater, and it's like really craptastic versions
with
of
puppets.
Actual
I mean,
theater.
I like puppets.
Puppets are great. I'm not talking about puppets. I'm talking about big grown people who can't get jobs as proper actors, and so they have to work in children's theater, right?
Hey, kids are a very giving audience.
Kids, they'll just show kids any crap, right? So make children's football if you're so concerned about your little ones going out to watch some football. Make children's football and get some really crappy. Get Brian Hoyer or some other sad.
What did he do?
The Jets are talking to him about being their quarterback now. Get some really.
Are they?
Yes. Oh. Get some sad, too old to play football players and stuff and make children's football and take your kids to see that and go see, like, fourth-rate, craptacular football and make your children happy. But keep them out of the NFL stadium, and they shouldn't be watching people play football anyway because I don't even watch people play football anymore because they're all getting injured.
See,
don't
I remember as a 6 or 7-year-old, I remember as a young child.
Yes.
Maybe not that young.
You know what I just remembered?
Yeah, tell me.
Listener Ralphine, and I am the Listener Ralphine Sportsy Talk co-host or something or other
of the year.
Yeah, because she adopted me. Listener Ralphine sent me some sportsy news, and I forgot all about it.
Other sportsy news?
Yeah, I forgot about it. But go ahead, tell me about your memories of your childhood.
I walked up and there was a radio show going on outside of where the Patriots used to play at Schaefer Stadium before they were at Foxborough.
Where's Schaefer Stadium
It was exactly where Foxborough Stadium is. Like, it's,
why did they change the name?
Because they tore down the old crappy stadium and put up a really nice, beautiful one.
Was Schaefer named after a beer?
I think it was the owner of the Patriots for a while was named Schaefer.
But there was a beer that was Schaefer beer, wasn't there?
That's the beer what you're gonna have, when you're going to have more than one.
One.
Yeah. That's out of here in New Jersey, I think, someplace.
Oh, okay.
Because I get that all the time.
Huh.
Because I'm having more than one. If I'm having a beer, I'm having...
Yeah, well, of course.
Like 15.
Exactly.
But as I was walking up, there was some kind of clowns doing a radio show live.
Were they clowns, or are you just referring to them as clowns?
Goofy bastards.
Like us.
Yeah, they're like us, basically.
Okay, good.
But they said, hey, kid,
do you
think the Patriots are going
to
beat the Bills today? And I said, no, I think we're going to get killed. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, we're going to get murdered today. And then the Bills have like 5 Hall of Famers on their team. We're going to get destroyed.
You said that.
It's like, yeah, great kid. Thanks a lot.
That's awesome.
Let's get out of here.
That's awesome. So even then you were...
I knew.
You knew. You were sportsy.
Listener Carmichael says, Patriots fans are wussies. Just like the Patriots. Great comment. Great stuff.
You're talking to a Patriots fan there.
What? I don't care.
You're a Patriots fan.
We win. We cheat, we win. That's what's that in Latin? We could print it and put it on the helmets. We cheat, we win. I don't care about draft picks.
Uh-huh.
There's a fetishization, if that's a word,
of
guys who God knows if they can play in the league or not. And Belichick usually finds guys that no one's ever heard of and puts them in, and somehow they win. The Patriots, the exciting thing this year is they got the Gronkowski with his monster drink or whatever.
Oh, yeah, we had that last week. That was weird.
And they have they have another guy like Martellus Bennett or something. Like, they got another giant.
Martellus Bennett, yeah.
They got another like tight end that can catch,
and
they haven't
huge.
Had that for a long time.
And Martellus Bennett is big,
and they're just
going
to be running, like, you're going to just have to guess which one of those guys is going to catch the ball, and the Patriots are going to score 1,000,000 points.
Absolutely. No
so
doubt.
I don't know. Sue us.
No.
Whatever. I don't care. Doesn't hurt me. I get paid the same whether you're suing us or not.
God. 201-209-9368 is the number to call.
Steph
That's
Curry's
201-209-WFMU. Yes, Steph Curry.
Steph Curry's MRI shows nothing of concern. It's breaking news.
Well, he had a bad ankle, and they wrapped up his ankle, and he sat out the game, and they won anyway.
He's fine.
The Warriors are going to win anyway. You saw my bracket, right?
I filled out
a bracket.
You filled out an NBA bracket?
An NBA bracket. It says Golden State Warriors
on the left,
and then there's a straight line all the way toward championship, and it says Golden State Warriors. That's it.
As listener Carmichael notes, the Golden State won by 10 points without Stephen Curry, the MVP, probably the second, the two-time MVP of the NBA.
Don't even need him.
Don't need him. Conor McGregor, he's that crazy guy in the MMA. He just likes shouting and yelling. And
yeah, you know more about the MMA.
Well, he sent a tweety tweet.
A tweety tweet.
He says, I have decided to retire young. Thanks for the cheese. Catch yous later. He's supposed to fight Nathan Diaz, the guy who beat him a couple months ago.
Oh, so he doesn't want to get beat again.
No, there was a guy who died in the MMA like
Where?
A couple weeks ago.
What? We didn't talk about that. You didn't
I don't know.
Tell
it was
me.
just some guy I never heard of.
Yeah, it's still a guy that died.
I got to mark every death.
Somebody dies in the middle of an event. Well, that's the whole event, right? Is you're supposed to beat the crap out of the guy, right? I mean, that's the
whole point.
That's the point of the.
I mean, you jump on other people and punch them until they're dead, practically.
That's pretty stupid.
There was Carvalho is the name of the guy who died.
Okay.
And in a total extreme fighting event in Dublin. And they think that Colin McGregor may be reacting to this.
Well, I would think
death
so
of a
too.
Young man.
I would think so too. I mean, if you're doing this stupid thing where you just beat people up for a living, and then people are going to beat you up, and you're going to die, so don't do it. I mean, that's not a sport. That's just like
that's not a sport.
No, it's primitive. It's stupid. So wait. So this guy, what was the name of the event? The extreme beat each other
like
up.
It sounds like a kind of a. It's not a real MMA thing.
It's something else.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
Do they have
there's
rules?
MMA and then there's UFC.
I know, but do they have rules?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't come in with a blade. They check your mouth when you come in to make sure you don't have any blades on the inside of your mouth where you want to cut people with them and stuff
Wouldn't
like that.
Wouldn't you, like, cut your own tongue if you had?
I mean, it's worth it. I mean, your tongue will grow back. I mean, it's really... Portuguese fighter João Carvalho died following a TKO loss at Total Extreme Fighting in Dublin.
TKO is technical knockout.
Technical knockout.
For our less sportsy listeners. That means he didn't really get knocked out, but he got beat up enough that they pretended it was a knockout and called it a technical knockout.
I think he was
knockout,
just unable to continue or
yeah,
something
so
like that.
Yeah, so they call it a technical knockout.
I don't know if in MMA, so, you know, MMA is different than boxing. In boxing, you knock somebody down, you got to go to a different corner and somebody counts to 10 and then the guy gets a chance to get back up. In MMA, somebody goes down and then you jump on them and just keep pounding them until, like, the referee says, hey, stop doing that.
Yeah, that's
and then
good.
The fight's over. That's so that might be a TKO. It might just be you knock a guy down and then you jump on him and you just pound the crap out of him. You're not going to watch that?
No, that's bad.
It's just not clear if he's trolling people or if he's this Conor McGregor. Because he's kind of the Ronda Rousey. He was hot as Ronda Rousey. And then she lost and he lost.
Yeah.
And so, like, he was kind of being super famous. But, I mean, like, this, he could get beat up by this Nathan
Diaz. He could get killed. So why would he do it?
Everybody could get killed doing anything.
Well, that's true.
I mean, I can get killed walking down the street. I'm still going to walk down the street.
Could we get killed doing this show? If we go to Cleveland.
Very possibly.
If we go to Cleveland.
At the GOP convention.
Oh, my God. We are still in the running, apparently. To get credentials. I mean, it still hasn't, they haven't said no.
No,
and they called and talked to station manager Ken about it. So
it's a possibility.
Do you think, like, the FBI is listening to our show right now to see if we're
Yeah, the FBI loves our show. They're huge fans, huge fans of the program.
If you're with the FBI, please call us
Friend
now,
of the show.
201-209-9368. Yeah.
No, but it seems like it's a possibility that we'll be headed to Cleveland to cover the convention for the WFMU.
Yeah. It could happen.
Very exciting. We haven't covered a convention since 1968, and we all know how well that one went.
Yeah, the WFMU, we mean, not us personally.
We've never covered it. Have you ever covered a convention?
No.
I actually covered the Boston convention for John Kerry by myself with my own little blog. And it was empty, and I couldn't get in. I was just standing outside, and there was a place called the Free Speech Zone that was just a cage that no one actually used except me.
Yeah.
So I covered it. That's my experience.
I went to some political rallies where, like, riots and things, but I never went to a convention. I didn't. I mean, they had a convention. The Republican convention was in New York City last time or the time before last.
It was the Bush, the 2004.
Yeah,
I think.
And they just came in and beat up everybody on a bicycle.
Threw their bikes in the river.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's
fun for everybody.
It should be like that in Cleveland, only the river will be on fire and everyone will have
a gun. It does catch fire frequently. The Cuyahoga.
Cuyahoga River. So we might go.
We might go.
That could happen.
You've heard it here first.
And repeatedly. And we'll keep talking about it until it either happens or doesn't happen. But we'll hear in a couple weeks, I guess.
Yeah, we're supposed to hear in a couple weeks, and then, I don't know.
So we were thinking we would have poets on every week this month because of Poetry Month, and we had co-host John last week.
He was great.
Guest co-host John. He was fabulous.
Nice guy.
I loved
handsome,
him. He was
funny.
He gave us little presents.
Charming.
When he left.
Oh, I forgot to show you I forgot to show you the present that I got.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was so sweet. And we put him on the spot and forced him to write a haiku.
He did a good job.
He did. We made him write a haiku, and he wrote an obscure sportsy reference haiku, which was very nice. So I think we should have listeners, since we don't have anyone again this week, listeners who are poetic.
Poetic listeners.
Poetic sportsy listeners. Either go on the comments board and leave a haiku that Jim the Poet can read, since he's looking at that, or call us at 201-209-WFMU and read us your haiku.
Well, I was trying to get a poet from Philadelphia, wonderful poet named Patty McCarthy, on the show.
You said she's a fan of some...
She likes the Leicester City football-y guys.
Yeah, Leicester City.
We're technically supposed to win the championship, but my Tottenham Hotspur boys caught, you know, the Leicester tied, so they only got 1 point, and then the...
Tottenham won.
The Tottenham won, so they're only 5 points behind, whatever that means.
What that means, does that actually mean that they could overtake Leicester?
I think mathematically they could, yes.
Is there anybody in between the two?
No,
it's
just
them. There are no other teams that...
And the Tottenham hasn't... Leicester hasn't won ever. Tottenham hasn't won since 1961. And Leicester's usually, like, down on the other level of... Like, they're not in the Premier League most of the time.
People in the United States don't understand that, but apparently in British soccer. They have like teams that are like major league teams, and then they have minor league teams. But instead of sending a person, like a player, down to the minors, they send the entire team
right
down to the minors.
So if you were the Clippers or the Padres, you'd be in you'd third level by now.
You'd be playing college teams. You You're not professional.
You're down
anymore.
On the farm.
Yeah, pretty bad.
But Patty McCarthy teaches from this 6 to 7 hour on the East Coast on Tuesdays, as it happens. She wrote, I'm honored to be asked to talk about Leicester. I love Leicester.
Yeah, I'm learning how to say that properly.
They were not my natural...
Oh, we have a call.
Yes.
WFMU, you're on the air.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello. All right.
She says, they were not my natural or first Premier League love, but my son Asher fell in love with them last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're at the bottom of the table, which is the league.
Yep.
Sure to be relegated, and every week we would watch them and cry. I totally fell in love with Leicester then, too. We've been richly rewarded for their love this year. Yeah, they've been fantastic.
Yep.
So, you know, Patty McCarthy. Hello.
Hello, Patty McCarthy.
We wish you could be on the show.
Yep.
Apparently her kids thought her being on a talk show about sports was the coolest thing in the world.
Well, I mean,
so keep listening, kids.
Do they understand what this show is?
Everybody. We're big with kids.
Oh, good.
Kids love our show.
Good. So we're like the children's theater equivalent of radio, then. We're like children's
radio. At least
radio.
That level, yeah.
We've been relegated to children's
Next week, theater. I want to get she's the head of the Academy of American Poets. Her name is Jen Banka. She wants to come on and talk about the Packers a little bit.
Wait, she wants to come on?
Yeah, I
That's
saw her.
Fantastic.
I did a poetry reading on Sunday,
Where was your reading?
At the Zinc Bar.
How come you never tell me when you're doing readings?
Because we only got it with a week's notice, and then I forgot.
Where's the Zinc Bar?
It's over on West 3rd Street. Down near Washington Square Park.
Oh, it was on
Bernie
was on,
Land. I think Bernie Sanders had just given a speech the night before.
Oh, yeah.
And then none of the poets came to my reading because...
was last Sunday?
You know, Bernie Sanders was making another speech someplace.
WFMU? Oh, well.
201-209-9368.
Yep. Read us a poem. Read us a haiku.
A haiku?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Philadelphia. Oh, that's too many. It's too many already.
Well, you can put that in the second line.
Philadelphia, stop throwing your promotional bracelets onto the rink during the game.
So what kind of bracelets did they get?
They were some kind of...
the Philadelphia Flyers. We're talking about hockey.
The NHL is in their playoffs, their first round of their playoffs. Their playoffs will end sometime in July or something.
I know,
like
they
that.
Go on and on. We filled out hockey brackets as a challenge, as a Sportsy Talk challenge.
So far, I'm doing terrible.
I haven't even looked at mine. And it's like another listener challenge if somebody wins, you know, stuff. And then I thought, oh yeah, you know, but every round has like 5 or 6 or 7 games in it. And
yes,
it really
at
is
least.
It's gonna be months before we get through this.
It's like usually June. Late June,
yeah.
I think, by the time the whole thing wraps up.
Golly. So I'm not even looking. I haven't even looked at
Well, if you've ever, if you, like, I went to a game with Danny D. It was like the first NHL game I'd been to
Listener
in a couple
Danny
years.
D.
Listener Danny D.
Yes.
Danny D of listener fame.
Yes.
Who I don't know why he's not on the boards because the Devils aren't playing tonight. So
maybe he's got work to do. Maybe he's,
I got
maybe
work to do too, but I'm here on the radio.
Maybe he's putting in the fix for us with Cleveland.
He's making some calls, greasing some palms.
Possibly.
So, yeah, they had some kind of, like, hello call. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk. Thank you for your call. They had some kind of promotional giveaway where, like, at the beginning of an NHL game, and this was kind of an amazing, like, you really can't even see it unless you're watching it on TV or watching it on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
They do all these fancy things. Before games to get people pumped up for the hockey.
Wait, what do they do?
So they play the national anthem and stuff, and then they do like this. They do like all this effects on the ice where you like they're just
like
doing
the,
light
wait,
shows
so
and stuff like
they're
that.
They're like shining lights under the ice and doing.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and it looks like the ice is cracking or exploding or there's lava or something. I don't know. With the Devils, it was all fiery. You know, like the Devil came out and you know his head turned around. And he's like Beelzebub. You know,
did
whatever.
They really?
It was kind of like that.
Wow.
But I think that had something to do with they had given away these bracelets so it would look cool at the introductions of the game.
Yeah.
And then by the third period when
they were losing.
Hometown Flyers are getting wiped out.
Yeah.
They started hucking them on the ice and hitting people in the face with them and stuff like that. And
They
hit one of the players from Washington who had already been boarded by this. Like, there was a terrible boarding penalty.
Explain boarding.
So that's like guys skating toward mm-hmm. the boards, and you hit him like in the back of the head.
The boards are like the wall around the rink.
Wall of the rink.
Yes.
So you really can't, you shouldn't hit people in the back of the head.
No.
Where they hit their head on the boards and die.
No, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, or paralyze themselves.
But they do it all the time.
They do it sometimes, and then you get a penalty, and you know,
that's what I don't understand. Like some guy in the Rangers' first playoff game.
Yeah.
Some guy like hit Henrik Lundqvist, the Rangers'
in the eye,
goal.
Right?
Yeah, with a stick, I think, right?
Yeah,
just like
you got him
jammed
right.
him, jammed him in the eye with a stick, and like with a hockey stick, and they had to take him off, and he missed a game, and I don't know if he's going to miss any more games or not. And it's just like, and what happens when that happens? They get like, oh, you have to go sit down for 10 minutes.
No, they gave
you
the
know,
guy
you can, like, you know,
they
assault
threw the guy
somebody.
Out of the game, but I mean, you they're can, down 5-1. You know,
you can assault somebody. You can you can murder somebody
hockey.
In hockey, and then it's just
yeah,
like, I think they should be arrested. I think they should. I think
well, they did that
police.
A couple times. Like
did they really?
They've
oh,
arrested
good.
People for like when you hit guys in the head with your stick.
Yeah.
They usually give you some kind of. They bring you. They drive you downtown.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
a
good.
A couple times.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Usually,
that's
you have to be in Canada to get arrested for that kind of stuff.
Canadians are more.
Otherwise,
civilized.
They just go. It's hockey, man. I don't know. Everybody's
do
hitting each
have,
other with
do
sticks.
Do they have mixed martial arts in Canada?
Yes.
Oh.
In fact, the only place they didn't have it was New York, and they just passed a law that said they could have MMA fights there, too.
They have it in all the other countries?
They have it in many countries.
Hmm.
I mean, in some countries, it's just like you're going to the store, and somebody jumps you. That's like Brazil, you know.
I don't think they have it in Iceland.
They don't have it in Iceland?
I don't know.
They have yogurt tossing.
I don't know if they do have yogurt tossing in Iceland. I don't know if they have any sports.
They do. They have soccer.
Yeah.
They have sheeping.
I looked up the sports pages. Oh, we have a call.
It's the Icelandic national anthem.
I guess.
Hi, fellas, bossy people. Pick up your
text.
You already. I love you much. We're betting on you. You're
David.
The best bossy show on earth. And people bet on you. I bet. Shalom. I love you, David.
Where have you been my whole life, David?
We've been missing you. I was wondering if you would ever call us again.
Oh, I check in. I'm SB. But like I said, I'm not so much bossy inclined. So I'd rather hear and learn than to be a quack.
Okay.
What was that song, David?
What was that song that you played us?
Oh, Hummingbirds is the extra. But that's known as the good humor man. Oh, he sees everything this way.
Oh, I love the good humor, man.
But love changes.
Love never changes. It's true. Love is forever. We love you, David.
Yeah, Gaylord told me it is going to be one lucky in your life that's going to change your life. You should listen to Love Forever Changes. I was astonished. I didn't even know what to expect. When I first heard it was 1969 in Central Park, and there was these strawberry flurry things, berry things, leaves that fall on the ground, pink petals everywhere, and it's beautiful. And the first song I heard from this album, actually, is the last song on the album, Obituary, and that's, of course, You Set the Sea. My favorite, one of my favorites is, of course, I forget. Never mind. I'm taking up too much time. It's very interesting people waiting to approach the show. I'm saying you have some hook up for next week because of my specials coming along. Do Tim? Huh?
Call us next week.
Yeah, we'll be here.
We'll be here.
6 to 7.
Okay, guys. We'll be at the fair.
I'll be
there. I'll try to be my best.
Oh, yeah. Come
take care. Have a good
the
night.
Record fair. Thank you.
Come say hi. I'll probably
be
there at some point.
Thank you, listener David, for that call. Yeah, with the
good
record.
Good to hear from David. We hadn't heard from David since
we
moved to
time.
Tuesday.
I've been actually worried about him. I'm glad
it's
to hear
good to hear him.
Yeah.
Good to hear his voice and his song.
And I guess he's going to be at the record fair, as will we all, pretty much.
I think we'll all be there.
The WFMU record fair is coming up. It's in Brooklyn, in that nice place that everybody loved so much.
Yeah, it's over in Green Point, so you can pick
happen?
Up some kielbasa. I think it's next weekend.
It's next weekend, right?
I think it's
That's
next Friday, Saturday, and
I
Sunday.
I thought it was. Yeah, Friday. No, I think it's the week after next.
Nope. It's in April.
29th?
Yeah, that's
April
next 29th? Weekend.
That's next weekend.
Yeah, time is persistent and moving forward at all times.
Oh my God! How does it do that? No,
constantly
I don't think time. I don't think time moves forward.
No, it doesn't.
No, I don't think so. You really think so?
Listener Glenn says it's Lundquist's teammate hit him in the eye with the stick.
Well,
so I don't think he can get thrown out for that.
Oh, they should have like just.
And apparently, they don't want to change the.
Could have penalized the entire team, his own team.
They don't want to change the masks.
The masks. The
if you make the mask hole
masks,
smaller.
Yeah, the goalie can't see.
But then you can't see. So then the games would be like 20 to 30. It'd be a lot of goals scored.
It might be good.
Yeah, blind goalies. That's interesting. That's like the blind ninjas that you see in those.
Oh, we've been watching. Do you ever watch Zatoichi movies?
No, where are those?
They're like on YouTube. Zatoichi is the blind swordsman.
Yeah, those are generally pretty good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Zatoichi, he did this one actor did it, like 26 films in like about a 13-year period.
Actual blind guy?
60s. No, no, he's not blind.
Oh.
But, you know, and he's Zatoichi the swordsman, and they're fantastic. We watch one every week. Sluggo and I like sit down every like Saturday night and watch a Zatoichi movie together. And when we were in Iceland, we streamed one on an iPad there and watched it together.
Are they repetitive at all, or are they all originally kind of great?
They're all great. They're all great, and some are greater than others. And there is a kind of a formulaicness to them, but every once in a while, like they just totally bust out of the formula, and it's just like, wow, that was really dark. Or,
I can't decide which ones I like better, the blind swordsman or the drunk swordsman. They have those drunk swordsmen, too, where the guy's, like, permanently drunk and fighting and killing everybody and stuff like that.
And the Zatoichi movies are fantastic. You should check them out.
Have you seen The Daredevil? Did you watch that on Netflix?
No, I'm not going to watch that.
The first season was great.
Oh, yeah, he's got a tragic pugilist father, boo-hoo.
Well, he's Catholic. You know how those Catholic guys get.
I can't.
I'm Catholic, so I can
talk
crap about
that.
Catholics.
I just can't watch that.
You can't watch Daredevil?
No.
You don't have to watch. You could just listen.
I edited a Daredevil miniseries.
I know, that's why I'm asking you. You're like a comic book queen.
I can't do it anymore.
I can't. You can't live in the world of comics anymore?
No. I wish I could, actually. I mean, I feel bad. I think I feel regrets about my life in comics.
Your regrets about your life in comics?
Some, yeah.
But you've done some wonderful stuff.
Well, yeah, I was very lucky. I was incredibly lucky, and I'm very grateful for that. And I'm grateful that I got to be in comics and write comic books. I think my regret is that I don't think I appreciated it enough at the time.
Well, it's just such a weird gig. I mean,
yeah,
it is
weird.
It's a tough business.
Well, here's the thing: when you're a woman in comics, it's very misogynistic.
Yeah,
it's incredibly misogynistic, and also like it's really great if you're a woman in comics if you're trying to pick up to like 23-year-old guys.
Right.
24-year-old guys, man, they're just like
they were just all over.
Yeah, you can have your pick, but if you're not if you're not interested in 23-year-old guys anymore, it's kind of
pointless to be in comics.
Yeah, it's like, you know, not happening anymore. I think that's really why anybody does anything is to, you know, hook up with somebody.
Hooking up can be kind of fun.
I think that's the motivating factor in most people's lives for anything they do.
Yeah.
Basically. You know?
Basically.
Right.
Yeah, it's not
so,
a bad.
You know,
I mean, it can be nice.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes.
I guess.
Not really. It's always terrible.
Depends.
And I'm always punished for whatever sex I have. Throwing out a big happy birthday to my brother, who's in Hawaii.
Aloha.
It's Andy's birthday. He's 39.
Meli birthdekti makai, or however they would say that.
Oh, is that like a Hawaiian thing?
Well, you know, they say meli kaliki makai for Merry Christmas. So I'm sure meli something other birthday-ish word would do it. Yeah,
but enjoy it. 39 is a great year, and then 40, you know, you feel bad for a couple of days, and then you're fine.
Does he live in Hawaii all the time?
Washington State.
Oh, he lives in Washington State.
But they're all, like, my brother, older brother, younger brother, all hanging out.
Oh, that brother.
Both brothers are there.
How come you didn't get to go?
Yeah, I didn't get invited.
You did, too.
I did not.
Why?
I'm supposed to go out to Seattle to watch a game with them at some point.
What game?
The Mariners.
Okay.
But we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
All right. Good luck.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Mariners.
They play the big thing about the Mariners Safeco Field is that they have train whistles the whole time. It's like
I remember. Well, yeah.
What do you remember?
Oh, the old Seattle.
What with the tiles falling down on people?
Yes,
the King Dome.
The King Doom.
All right, so if you're throwing your promotional bracelet at the players,
Oh, right, back to hockey.
Is that bad? What's the worst thing? Now, Philadelphia gets a bad rap for
I don't understand about the promotional bracelets.
They have them, and they're usually like...
Were they, like, plastic?
Yeah, they're plastic.
And what do they do?
I think they shine. They kind of do glowy things or something like that. They look cool when people are holding them up during the beginning of the thing.
So they're like little glow stick bracelets?
They're like little glow stick bracelets or something like that.
Okay, so they gave those out so people would hold them up in the dark and
then,
wave
you know,
their
arms
around.
Wiped out by the Capitals, who are the best team in the eastern part of the NHL.
Yes.
And then they Philadelphia fans, because they have kind of a bad, you know, they threw snowballs at Santa Claus.
Yeah, Philadelphia fans are crazy.
They threw batteries at J.D. Drew, but I can understand that, actually. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
So they started throwing their promotional...
They cheered when Michael Irvin got a concussion.
Jesus.
And so the thing is that when the PA guy comes on and goes, please stop throwing your promotional bracelets on the ice.
They do it
because we're going to get a penalty. Yeah, then it's just like it's just raining them right? They're like, oh, that's a great idea. Let's do that. And they were like, what are you doing?
So they got a penalty?
I got a penalty.
Because
and
they
lost
delayed
delay
of game. Well, they were going to lose anyway. I mean, you know.
Yeah, they're going to get killed.
I don't know why you would give anybody in a Philadelphia crowd any free thing that they could be chucking.
Anything that could be used as a weapon of any kind. It's corkscrew night at the Vets. It's Billy Club night.
Truncheon night.
Yeah.
So. The thing is, when you said that you had a story about things being thrown on the ice, I thought we were going to talk about the Panthers game. That's also in hockey, right?
Well, the Panthers...
The idea that it's the Florida Panthers?
Yeah, first of all, why do they have hockey
in Florida?
But they're good. They're actually winning that
series.
Yeah,
no, they're very good. They're very good. So they don't hand these out. These aren't promotional rubber rats, but the fans actually bring rubber rats with them to the games so that they can throw them onto the ice... When the team is winning,
okay,
they throw it. Wasn't there like up in Detroit? Weren't they throwing like
octopuses? Yeah, they throw an octopus on the ice in the third period of every game for like the last 50 years. And they can't catch a guy who's got it saran wrapped to his leg every night.
Somebody always gets in with an octopus and throws it. So the Panthers, the fans throw rubber rats onto the ice, and I'm like, why are they throwing rubber rats onto the ice? Well, I looked it up, and it's because. Back in the 60s, I think, if they still existed then. Maybe it was the 90s. Okay, six and a nine.
You mean
okay,
the rats?
90s. No. Okay, rats have existed for thousands of years, I think. But
yeah.
The Panthers, I think in the 90s, the Panthers were in a playoff or something, and one of their guys, one of their main players, offensive players, they were in the locker room, and he saw a rat in their locker room. So what kind of, like, down-market hobo locker room is that they have a rat in it anyway, right? I mean, that's pretty
unpleasant.
Disgusting, you know? So he takes his stick, his big old hockey stick, and he kills the rat with the stick.
Awesome.
Then he goes out on the ice with that same stick and made two goals in the game.
And then
they won
the
game.
Hot stick.
Yeah, so,
he had
so
a
the
rat
trick, instead of a hat trick, they start calling it a rat trick.
That's good.
And so then everybody started throwing rats under the ice, yeah. So that's,
But they throw them on during the playoffs just to get the team going or something like
that? I don't know when they... I think they had
a weird thing with Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Where
Kevin
Spacey was at the
game.
Who
did? The Panthers?
The Panthers had the Kevin Spacey thing, too.
That's crazy.
They had the T-shirt with Kevin Spacey, and then Kevin Spacey had the little, like, mask in front of Kevin Spacey, and then they let it, like, he was at a game somehow.
It was really Kevin Spacey.
Really Kevin Spacey was at the game. I don't know what the Kevin Spacey... I think it was because they were... Whoever played the best during the games,
it wasn't because
would have to wear a Kevin Spacey T-shirt or something like that.
It wasn't because they found Kevin Spacey in the locker room and killed him with a stick.
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Probably not.
Here's a haiku from listener Todd.
Oh, alas! Thank you, listener Todd. Go.
Cool cats love the Mets, Yola Tango and Two Boots, but Yankees have roots. What? What kind of roots?
Roots.
No, it's. I think it's to rhyme with boots.
Well, haiku don't rhyme.
Haiku can rhyme. I mean,
but
who knows?
Boots doesn't rhyme with
roots. I don't speak Japanese. I'm
boots,
sure all those things rhyme in Japanese.
Boots doesn't rhyme with roots.
You sure?
Yeah.
I mean, it does in English.
It doesn't. Roots.
Roots.
Boots.
Okay, what is better, cheating?
What?
They got the tennis players are apparently doping.
All cheating is wrong.
Now, wait a minute. There's levels of cheating where it's actually kind of like Okay, no. That's ingenious.
It can be ingenious. Are you going to talk about the little tiny motors in the bicycles?
Yeah, little tiny motors and bicycles.
Okay.
That, which they can only see through, like, some kind of
infrared kind of, like, heat-seeking missile technology camera on a drone.
If you have a little motor on your bike, that's amazing.
Yeah, I know. It's so tiny, though. How can it help them at all?
It helps.
I don't see how it could.
It helps enough that they do it.
Apparently. But, I mean, what if it's just, like, a placebo effect? You know, like, what if they...
Well, that helps. They think placebos really do help people. They actually are using them in real... They're like, hey, you feel bad? Here, have a Tic Tac. And then it helps. It actually helps as much as medicine sometimes.
Maybe I need some placebos and then I'll get well.
You may need some placebos.
Okay, I need some serious placebos happening.
So which one's cooler, the doping in the tennis?
Yeah.
Which Novak Djokovic says...
Wait, I haven't heard about the doping in the tennis.
There's no proof, so therefore it's not happening.
Novak Djokovic said there's no proof and therefore it's not happening.
No proof, therefore it's not happening.
There was no proof about doping in bicycle racing for years and years and years, and everybody was doing it, even Lance Armstrong, who broke my heart.
He clearly was doing it a million times over.
Yeah, who knew?
All right. Apparently Mrs. Armstrong.
He ditched her, though.
Yeah, he did. He got rid of her and dated Sheryl Crow. And then left her, too. She had cancer, and he left her.
I know.
He's a terrible person.
Well, he had cancer. He probably figured he'd had enough with cancer already.
That's it? He was like...
Yeah.
Listener Jeff...
Wait.
Says, yes. Isn't Philadelphia where Hitchbot, the adorable hitchhiking robot making a journey of international goodwill, was murdered?
Yes. Yes, it is. It is. They just tore him to pieces. Yes.
It's a rough town. It's a rough town. But they, you know, they get a lot
Maybe
of...
Maybe we should go to Philadelphia. That sounds kind of awesome.
There's a Democratic convention in Philadelphia, but I think we've missed the deadline, too.
Oh, really?
We can only, yeah.
We can only go to one?
Now that we only applied for one.
Why didn't we apply for the Democratic one? I mean, that's close, and people won't kill us.
I was pretty drunk when I applied for it in first place.
Oh, jeez. See, I was confused. I didn't realize that you had put in the application. I thought station manager Ken put it
in. No, I put his name on the thing. Yeah. No,
oh,
that was
no.
No, I went home after one of our shows.
Oh, jeez.
And I said, "Hey, we got to sign up for this thing. The deadline's Friday." And station manager Ken was like, "Yeah, hey, that sounds great. Have a good time doing that."
And
then I filled it out.
And you put his name on
it? And I put his name on it. And then I sent it in, and then they got the emails that said, "Oh, yeah, great."
Can we put his name on other things?
I don't know. Probably.
Oh,
what
we
kind
could
of
like,
things?
I don't know, we could
like
order
a credit card of some kind.
Yeah, or order stuff
pizza delivery
from Amazon and have
maybe,
it brought here.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
We should find out.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Oh, maybe we could get season tickets to like the Yankees and
I think they should give us tickets for free, don't you think?
Well, they should, yeah.
I mean,
we should sit in the press box.
We should have gotten those 25-cent seats. No, the press box is no fun because they just like, sit there and glumly type the whole time. Like, the fun is when you can, you know, drink beer and you know, yell at the guys and...
Throw batteries.
Heckle. Throw a battery at somebody. Hit somebody in the face with an octopus. It's like, ooh.
Rubber rats.
201-209-9368.
I don't know.
Call now or don't.
Or don't.
Or don't.
Whatever. It's a beautiful day out.
It is wonderful out here in Jersey City. I hope it's nice where you are, listeners.
So there's doping in tennis now? Is that the deal?
Yeah, there's doping in tennis.
How do we know that?
We know that because Novak Djokovic said there's no doping in tennis. But he was the other two guys, the main men were saying, like, how do guys stay, you know, you're in a thing.
Uh-huh.
How do some guys, you know, you're like, it's like weeks of playing tennis every day, and some guys don't lose... you know, they're just as strong at the beginning of matches as they are at the end of matches.
Mm-hmm.
This is an article about something else.
I don't want
He says there's no proof of doping because there's no proof.
Well,
so therefore it's not happening.
But who said it was in the first place that he had to respond to?
Yeah, well, the blonde lady from Russia got caught doping.
Oh, yeah, her. I forgot about her.
And they were oh, what?
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, right. She actually she flunked a doping test.
Yeah.
Splinter test.
Listener Common says, Philly is rough. I'm here. Is okay.
Okay, good.
And listener Joe says,
safe.
Bike motors give about 10% boost to riders.
But they're so tiny.
To the guy who makes them and talked to the New York Times.
Well, yeah, but the New York Times, they'll believe anything. You know? I mean, that's just ridiculous.
They're not a Pulitzer Prize winning organization or anything.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's just like, I mean, musicals win Pulitzer Prizes, so it's just...
Yeah, that's a good musical.
I mean, not that I
would know, because I can't get tickets
to it. I know, it's $350 for...
It's how much now?
One ticket in the cheap seats is $350.
The cheap seats, too. If you've been to a Broadway show and you're up against the back wall, which is someplace I've sat a bunch of times.
Yeah? Why do you go to Broadway shows?
Because every once in a while, Ben wants to go.
Okay.
We saw a David Mamet play called Race. It was terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But there's some good people in it.
Okay.
But we were in the back row against the back wall.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, you know, you're going to throw up or fall down or something.
Yeah. Steeply raked seats.
But the Hamilton won the Pulitzer Prize yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good, but I'm never going to be able to see that show.
I know, and
it's
said
sold out for years.
Well,
Bernie Sanders is going.
$350.
How did Bernie Sanders get tickets to the Hamilton?
If you're big and famous, you can get tickets to anything.
We're famous.
Yeah, we're not that.
I mean,
famous.
You are.
We don't have.
We're not Hamilton
money.
Famous.
We don't have any money.
We're not
Hamilton famous. They're going to keep Hamilton on the $10 bill now because of that play.
Is that true?
Yes.
What happened to the lady who was going to be on Hamilton?
They're going to put her on a 20.
Really?
Well, Andrew Jackson, who cares,
Are you making
right?
this up?
No, I'm not. Andrew Jackson, nobody cares. Okay, in America, all our money has men's on it. So
they do. As far as we know, they're all men.
Yeah, as far as we know. I mean, you know, not to be judgmental or anything. And if they're not, there's nothing wrong with that. But they were going to put a woman on some money. I every once in a while,
you're correct. This is news today.
I know. See?
I had no idea.
I know a lot of things. So they used to they picked some coins that nobody uses and put some women on
there. They got Sacagawea,
the Indian lady.
Susan B. Anthony. On those dollar things nobody wants.
Yeah, nobody uses those. Nobody likes them. Nobody,
nope.
You know, so they said we should have a woman on a bill because people use paper money and all our paper money has guys on
it. And it should be a bill that people
would
like.
Use it and like and it's usable, right? So they picked the 10, which had Alexander Hamilton on it.
Yep.
And the 20 has Andrew Jackson.
He's a total jackass.
Yeah, he's totally bad. So it's like between the two of them, you know, which...
Well, Hamilton's pretty good. He just got shot, right? I mean, Aaron Burr shot him.
Yes.
I don't want to ruin the play for people.
No, but I think Alexander Hamilton was the Secretary of the Treasury,
yes.
Was he not?
Yes.
What did Andrew Jackson do? He was just like some...
He was an awful president.
Yeah, but he was like a crazy general or
crazy,
something.
Crazy, racist. Yeah, he was in the 18...
Married his cousin or somebody.
Yeah, like they brought a bunch of hokels to the White House and had parties. Like they had pigs indoors and stuff like that.
Yeah, woo-hoo.
Yeah. They're terrible.
Yeah, so get rid of him. So I don't know what woman they're going to put on the bill, though. Does it?
I would say Sojourner Truth.
Oh, that'd be cool. Do you think that'll happen?
Yeah. Well, they're going to put somebody on the bill. It says they're going to put a lady on the bill.
Yeah, but Sojourner Truth would be amazing. That'd be
cool. I don't know. Somebody like that, right?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. That'd be great.
There you go.
All right.
Done and done.
Okay.
Although you would be good on the $10.
No.
Or the $20.
No.
You don't want to be on money?
Maybe they'll put...
Because then people are always drawn, like, you know...
They might put
mustaches on.
What about Eleanor Roosevelt? She was pretty awesome.
She's pretty good.
Yeah, she'd be great.
She was probably the president for like 8 of those years that he was president.
She pretty much was.
She was kind of running the show.
Yeah, I think
she was. He was just screwing around.
Well, he was in bad shape towards the end too.
He couldn't walk.
Yeah. Well, he never could walk.
Never?
No, they never showed it.
They had to stand him up all the time.
Yeah, no, he had polio, right?
Yeah. Do you have good days and bad days with polio, or is it just?
I don't know. I think you're always. No, I don't think it's like multiple sclerosis.
But he had those big, like leg braces on.
Yeah.
So they could prop him up.
But they would never show those. Like when they took photos of him and stuff, you know, he's riding in his car and waving and everything. They never show
that he had these giant braces on his legs.
Yeah, they just kind of.
It was like a state secret.
Yeah, it was. They just didn't tell you.
They covered it up.
They did.
They lied.
They always do.
Liars.
We won't lie when we go to the convention.
I might.
We never, last week, we never got around to the big Olympic scandal story.
What Olympic scandal? Is that the poo water?
No, everybody knows about the...
Is this the women's soccer team?
No, the Japanese
badminton
guys.
Badminton's a dramatic sport.
It's very big in Asia.
And there's a lot of cheating and quitting and throwing games
and stuff. All kinds of stuff happens, but... the number two in the world badminton player, men's badminton player, Kento Momoto.
Yeah.
got thrown off the Olympic team.
Oops, what?
He got suspended from his job of employment. He got, he's like, he has to, like, be sorry for the rest of his life and apologize to everybody. And he was with Kenichi Taga, who's another big famous Japanese badminton. Apparently they went to, like, some casino and did some gambling.
That's so lame.
I know, but it's illegal, right? It's illegal in Japan.
To go to a casino? Where do they go to the casino? Like in some other country?
I don't know if they went to Macau or if it was just like
an
illegal...
I don't get it. They're not even in Japan.
I don't know where they were. But Toga, he lost his job entirely. Like, he has a job, like, with the telephone company, and they fired him.
What?
He lost his job. The coaches lost their jobs.
What?
Managers of the team lost their jobs because they're responsible. You know?
I mean, Japan. Take it easy. Take it easy. There's casinos all over the place.
They're not supposed to gamble. So they gambled. So the guys that were supposed to be supervising the players lost their jobs.
I mean, I don't understand.
Everybody's had severe reprimands put on their permanent records. I think they have permanent records in Japan, no matter what, you know.
If going to a casino is against the rules of sport, Michael Jordan would be in jail.
Exactly.
Charles Barkley would be in jail.
And six other guys on the Olympic badminton team got severe reprimands, and they have to all go to re-education camp. And learn not to gamble in casinos, and they have to be really sorry. And then maybe they'll. But they've suspended the main guy, the number two guy. And he's like the badminton heartthrob of Japan. He's like this really, like, teen girls, like.
Well, he can move. He wants to be on Team USA.
Come over here.
Move
right?
to the USA. Yep. Move to Nebraska or something.
Exactly.
We'll take you. You can go to any friggin' casino you want.
Yeah, you can go to all those Indian casinos out in Nebraska.
We don't care.
Yeah, we got them everywhere. Greyhound tracks, any kind of low rent hobo betting, video casinos in Yonkers.
Racinos.
Yeah, racinos. Yeah, go to those.
Ken from Hyde Park says, "Did you guys enjoy Kobe Bryant's final game last week? He kept chucking up shots until he scored 60 points and beat the Grizzlies." I watched baseball because I hate rapists, and I've never liked Kobe Bryant because he's a Laker.
Yeah.
So screw him.
So you didn't watch it?
No. There was two games. There was the Warriors go for 73 wins, and there was the Kobe Bryant
last game.
Show. And I was like, well, I don't care about Kobe Bryant.
Do you think that they let... I mean, Kobe Bryant, I mean, that's amazing, right? 63 points in a game for one player. Do you think they
kept putting up shots. The Grizzlies are playing like their second-line bench, guys.
Right.
Everyone's injured on the Grizzlies.
Right. And so the other thing is that they're playing, you know, like... how many shots he gets to take kind of depends on his teammates feeding him the ball.
At the Staples Center, and they want to see Kobe score a billion points or whatever.
So they're just, you know, it's a setup. They set him up.
Yeah.
You know, so why watch it? Who cares?
I didn't watch it.
Okay. I didn't either.
Screw you, Kobe.
Was it on broadcast TV?
It was on ESPN.
That's what I want to know.
Which you should get. Do you have a smartphone? You can watch ESPN on your phone or mobile device.
Ugh.
I had to get a new mobile device because my MLB stopped working on my computer.
I can't because when I try to sign up for it, it says,
I'll give you that information.
It says, who's your TV provider?
Yeah, I'll give you mine.
It's Fios. And they say, oh, yeah, well, you're not signed up for this channel on Fios, so you can't have it. They won't let me have it.
Yeah,
you going to fix that for me?
Yeah, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. I know a guy.
Okay, good.
More Coney Island's coming up at the top
of
the
hour.
Oh,
and they have a fantastic guest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, what the heck, man? You guys get the best guests.
From the residents?
Holy crap.
Dude.
Holy my God.
So everybody has to stay tuned and listen to that. Assuming that anyone's tuned in now. See, I mean,
there's a few people
on there. We always
say
stay tuned, you know, but I mean, it's like
there's people
actually turn on the radio to hear more Coney Island.
It's a destination program.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like we've got... Tent pole, you idiot. Is that what they call
it? That's what they call it, a tent pole.
Sounds dirty. I don't know.
Wow.
All right, so I think that's it for this show.
That's our whole program.
That's it. We'll be back next week with a brand new program.
Very possibly. And possibly with the poet Jen Benka.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I mean, she'll call in.
That'd be great.
Yeah, she's the head of the Academy of American Poets.
That's incredible.
She's like a real poet.
Yep.
Who knows real poets.
And knows real poetry when she hears it.
Yeah, yeah.
And thanks to, who was the listener who sent in the nice haiku?
Listener... Jeff, Todd.
Todd. Listener Todd, thank you.
Thanks to everybody on the boards. Ken from Hyde Park, Joe.
Thanks to listener David for calling in. I'm glad to hear that you're still there.
Thanks for hanging up on us a million times.
Whoever does that every week.
That's outstanding. Thank you for doing
that
every week.
It's great for a call-in show. All right, so this has been Sportsy Talk on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight. May God bless.
If you haven't voted, vote in New York.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Because it's important.
I wore a pantsuit today because I thought it was funny.
It is funny, but you look good.
It's humorous,
you
right?
You rock that look.
I was like, oh, my God, look, I'm going to put on a pantsuit.
You rock
look
that
like,
look.
I'll look like some middle-aged lady in a pantsuit. That'll be hilarious.
I don't get to vote in New Jersey until, like, September.
Yeah, it won't matter by then. I hope it'll all be
country
over.
Country will be over.
All right. Yeah, stay tuned for more Coney Island.
Yay!
You are tuned to Morricone Island WFMU. I'm your host, 7-Eleven's here until the 8 p.m. Eastern time slot here at WFMU. And we have a special guest. Be joining us shortly, Homer Flynn, manager spokesperson of the infamous, yet still anonymous, sound and video art collective, The Residents, from San Francisco, of course. And we'll be discussing the 40th anniversary Shadowland tour, which is happening as we speak. And they will be here in New York City next Tuesday at Gramercy Theater, April 26th. And there'll also be a pre-show screening of the new Don Hardy, much-talked-about documentary Theory of Obscurity, a film about The Residents that includes unprecedented footage and interviews with the band's inner circle and super fans. So you want to check that out. We'll be focusing here on more of the music that's written for the moving image. So starting off with from Chewing Hides the Sound from 79, The Magic and Ecstasy, Morricone cover from Snake Fingers album, which The Residents were very much a part of. And then, of course, we just heard before that, or after that, Whatever Happened to Vileness Fats? That's from the 85 release, not the 72 to 70, whatever you would say, 6 era. But on Ralph Records. And I will take a little spin with The Census Taker here in the background, and a track or two from Hunters. And then, with any luck, we'll be speaking with Homer Flynn in just a few minutes here on WFMU.